What did you do when you came back from Kenya?
When I came back from Kenya, I went straight back to the diabetic clinic in the Royal Infirmary and decided I really was going to stay with diabetes and I needed to broaden my experience a bit. So I went to the renal unit and learnt about dialysis, and I went to the children's hospital and asked if it would be possible to sit in on the children's clinics. A lovely man, Professor Jim Farker, had a tremendously good diabetic clinic at SickKids, and he invited me to sit in and then invited me to stay there and do a clinic once a week with him, with a view really to getting to know the older children, the adolescents, so that when they transferred to the Royal Infirmary, I would know them and I would have introduced them to the very slightly different methods of treating diabetes, which were applicable as they grew older. There had been a terrible event which had caused a bit of aggravation between the two departments, in that there was had been a particular child who had a very bad social background, a lot of problems, who had several volumes of notes at the children's hospital and whom they had spent hours and hours trying to educate, treat, improve and so on. And she had gone across the Royal Infirmary, been seen by a junior doctor who'd written a letter back to Professor Farker saying, "I've started to teach this patient about diabetes." He naturally was extremely annoyed about this. There were problems on both sides, in that he had taught the parents a great deal and not necessarily taught the people themselves. There were more problems in the Royal where we hadn't bothered about the parents, really. And it was clear that it was very important to have a link, and I was that link. I learnt a great deal from Jim Farker, but he also learnt a few things from me, because the fact of numbers, really, he had about 120 diabetic children coming to a clinic once a week, whereas in the Royal Infirmary we had 1,000 patients with diabetes, and we had a clinic every morning, including a Saturday and a Tuesday evening. And I remember distinctly that was the days when the beef insulin caused what we called fat atrophy, which was hollows at the points of injection. It seemed to be commoner in children than in adults. And I told him that the new insulin, the pork insulin, would fill in these hollows. Now, he didn't believe me, so he insisted that I put plasticine in these hollows and then stuck them in water to see how much went over the edge so I could get the volume of the hollow. And then I was to do this sequentially and see whether they really did fill up. Well, they so obviously filled up that wasn't terribly necessary. And he agreed that, thank you very much, he had learned a great deal. And after that, he started an association in Scotland, which was the Society for the Care of the Young Diabetic. It consisted of half of paediatricians with an interest in diabetes and half of adult physicians with an interest in young people with diabetes. We met at very attractive places in the middle of Scotland, often Pitlochry, but sometimes other places. And socially, it was a wonderful event. We met twice a year. It was also extremely educational. We did various studies. We had speakers up to talk to us. We spoke to each other, and it really did break down this barrier of, you know, paediatricians, adults saying paediatricians really don't know much about diabetes, and paediatricians saying adults have no idea about children. And it became we instead of them and us, and that was a very successful society.